Hi there. The word for today is treasure God's word. In Job 23, verse 12, the patriarch Job writes, I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread. That's some kind of spiritual hunger, isn't it? You know, the Spirit of God makes us like the Son of God. How? Through the word of God. That's why Satan will put 101 roadblocks in your way to keep you from reading, meditating, memorizing, and studying the Bible. Paul writes, Acts 20, verse 32, reading from the Message, God's word can make you into what he wants you to be and give you everything you could possibly need. Whoa, what a promise. Underscore that word, everything. God's word's like a seed that's filled with potential. Jesus said in John 6, verse 63, the words that I have spoken to you are life. They're alive, and they produce life. An amazing thing happens when you study the scriptures. Your mind illuminates. Your heart resonates. The truth comes to life in you. The Bible is more than just a doctrinal guidebook. It creates faith, produces change, causes miracles, heals hurts, builds character, transforms circumstances, imparts joy, overcomes adversity, defeats temptation, builds hope, releases power, cleanses minds, brings things into being, and guarantees your future. Simply stated, you can't survive spiritually without it. It's as essential to your life as food. That's why Job said, I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread. God's word is the spiritual nourishment you need to fulfill your life's purpose. The Bible is described as milk, bread, solid food, and sweet dessert. And this four-course meal is the Spirit's menu for daily strength and growth. Peter writes in 1 Peter 2 and 2, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up. So the word for you today is this, make a commitment to spend time each day in God's word.